Hi, Will.
Hi, Nadine. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Sorry I missed your call. I was just getting back from lunch. I'm like, well, I'll go eat lunch.
Yeah, definitely. No problem.
I've just been on the phone with the doctors for my husband making all his appointments, and I'm like, oh, man, I didn't even eat,
yeah,
but that's okay.
Duty.
Right? I wear a lot of hats. Like, listen, I'm a multitasker over here.
Gotta be. Gotta be living
well,
in California.
You are too. Yeah. Oh, man, you're telling me. You know what? I've been telling my husband, I go, I don't know, another state sounding really good right now. It's everything's
well,
so expensive out here.
My partner's, her parents live up in Mount Shasta.
Oh, yeah.
And they've kind of been getting pummeled up there, and her sister's in the Humboldt-Eureka area, and it's just, your whole state is just brutal. It's just been
one thing after another. I'm not even joking. You know, this morning I go to boot camp, so I'll go to boot camp because they have like a 5:15 class, and I start work at 7, so it gives me enough time to get home, take a shower, get dressed, and then go to work, right?
Sure.
But I left this morning, and they told us we weren't going to have any more rain. They said it's not going to be as bad as these other storms. I'm not even joking, Will. I went out, and I'm, like, getting drenched. I'm all, where did this rain come from? I'm just like, man, I look like
a
wet poodle going to boot camp. Yeah.
You need flash, you
need
a hovercraft.
It's hard. You know, we need the rain, but I'll tell you something. When we get it, it's all at once, and it's not good, you know?
No,
but
definitely. Just the ground can't accept it quick enough.
We have some sunny days coming up, so thank goodness.
Good. Yeah,
okay.
You got to get to the beach once in a while.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I need to work on this tan. I'm as white as a ghost right now.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir now. All right. I hear you. Definitely.
Oh, man.
Yes. I look like Casper.
Oh, well, you and me both. I'm like, and I'm Hispanic, but I'm a light Hispanic. Like, I'm not dark. But I like my tans, you know? And I'm like, man.
Yes.
I'm going to have to put in a lot of work.
My
sister-in-law were busting up the other day because we were saying, do you remember in high school using baby oil to tan? I said, yes, I used to do it all the time. We did some stupid stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I just like getting out and paddling and getting out on the surfboard.
Do you?
Man. It's been a while.
How cool is that? I'm not an ocean girl. I'll go to the beach to tan, but that's
there
it.
You go. There you go. Yeah. It's good for that. That's good for that. Definitely.
Right.
Mission Beach, Ocean Beach, La Jolla, up to Santa Monica.
You know all those areas, huh?
Yeah, I lived there for a couple of years, so yeah, it was
nice.
It, yeah. Like to get back there.
Well, you've been everywhere.
Yeah, I lived in Hawaii. I lived in Kauai for a year and a half.
Did you? I love Kauai. You know, my husband and I went out there for 2 weeks. And, we went out there for a vacation, first time ever. And we went out there for 2 weeks. We went to Oahu for 1 week, and then we went over to Kauai, and I liked Kauai more. Oahu seemed like the Los Angeles of Hawaii. Too busy for 100%. Me, you know?
Completely.
Right?
Yep. Totally. No, it's a little more spiritual, and it's just a great vibe on that island. And then you can see Anihi Hau from afar, and I think Maui was similar. I just had spent less time on Maui than Kauai, but yeah, I really if you're into hiking or in the summer months kayaking,
right.
Get around the whole North Shore. The waves, the surf isn't too big, and just beautiful. Clean
I loved it.
Up
I
north,
loved it.
Even down south, Polaholi, a nice 5 mile long beach. It's
super nice, huh?
Like yeah, if you don't have fun there, I don't know where you're gonna have fun.
Right.
It's beautiful. So, but all the locals get frustrated because of the traffic, and I'm like, wow, this is next to nothing. And they're like, 20 years ago, there was nobody here. So, And
yeah.
All the like, destination places are just getting slammed. It doesn't matter, I think, where.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Unfortunate, but we keep having more kids than volcanoes, so we're going to kind of have trouble finding.
I know.
Finding room for everybody to go.
No kidding, right? My daughter, her husband just got stationed in Oahu.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, so they moved out there. Yeah, he's in the Army. He's in the infantry. So he got stationed out there for a few years, and she's like, I love it. It's beautiful out here. And I'm like, well, this is the way you're going to get to experience, you know, other places is by him being in the military.
Yeah, let's hope for his sake and all of our sakes those guys can slow down a little bit.
Yeah, no, you're telling me.
Oh, man, every morning you wake up and it's like, what's next? Oh, boy, Japan and Germany are together. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like every time I turn on the news, I'm like, I don't even want to watch it. What for?
And the border, everything going on down there. It's like, well,
oh, my gosh, I know, I saw that. I was like, oh, wow. Crazy, right?
It's Nashville, and it's more, you know, ever since Columbine happened, and it was like, that was a major thing, and now it's twice a week.
I know. It's like it's becoming the new, it's like a regular, it almost feels like. It's like, oh, my gosh.
My partner's a teacher. She was like, you know, we had to go through drills to teach kids to go, you know, doors are locked, and then COVID hits, and now they leave all the doors wide open. It's like, how do you
I know. I agree.
It's terrible for these kids. But, I mean.
I agree 100%.
Up from down. It's terrible for them.
It's terrible, right? I know. It's so sad. I know my cousin was telling me, I guess, from those kids, one of the little girls was actually the daughter to the pastor of that church. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start throwing religion in, it's just, we are living in a crazy time.
Yeah. Crazy.
But more positive things. Yeah, we're just going to have to go day by day and get through it, so.
Yeah. That's true.
Every minute.
Yeah, I know. Were you able to get in touch with the bank?
I did. I got in touch with them. They said it'd be about 20 minutes, and that was about 45 minutes ago. So
okay.
It should be all
set. So should I try it? Okay. I'll go ahead and try it. Yeah, I figured, oh, he'll call me. I'm going to go eat lunch. Yep, it still says it exceeds approval.
They said they were going to put it at 2,850.
Yeah, because we're only charging 2,700. That's it. Let me read the card number. Yeah, let me read the card number back to you just to confirm. Okay. It actually, it masses it out. It only shows me 4092. You said it was a MasterCard, right?
Yes. It's, it's 5141.
Uh-huh.
6210.
Uh-huh.
0177.
Uh-huh.
4092.
Okay.
And then 0923.
Uh-huh.
And 247 is the security.
Yeah. I just don't want to charge it again. Should we wait like 30 minutes?
Boy, he said it would be, I looked, I told him at 258 here.
So when did you talk to him? Like 45 minutes ago, you said?
Let's see here. I can pull it up on here. I called at 2:58.
You called him at 2:58?
2:58 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
And it was an 8-minute call, so we were off the phone by 3:06. So that's plenty of time.
I could call him back again.
I would say call him back and just tell him, listen, we tried to run the card and it's saying that it exceeds the limit.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do that because we don't need to keep playing these games.
I don't want to keep charging it. So I would call him back and tell him, listen, we tried to process the payment and it's saying that it exceeds the limit.
Okay. I will give
you a call, right? And then call me back. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Thanks, Will. Bye.